Casey Whalen is a teacher at Pleasant Grove High School in Elk Grove. She teaches government to kids who are 16 and 17 years old, and this week's lesson plan includes the shutdown.
They are a lot more interested than they get credit for.
Whalen says interest grows when students learn of the real-world effects, especially on people they know.
A teacher who was due to get married at Glacier National Park next week is no longer going to be able to. So that's actually kind of been their biggest working piece of information with this.
And students find it comical, says Whalen, that lawmakers in Washington are behaving the way many of them would, like kids. While the shutdown is a teachable moment in classrooms like Whalen's, it hasn't affected lunchrooms yet. Most federally funded school lunch and breakfast programs are expected to continue serving meals in the short run. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.